Keith Thurman is called Sweet Thing, 724, Wave 104.1, Coastal Georgia's Best Country. Joe Willie in the morning. Find the Grinch, and you could win $2,000. We'll play the Grinch's Clue a little later on again today, this morning, and give you an opportunity to find the Grinch. And the Grinch told me. The Grinch called me up. I thought somebody was playing a joke on me.
No.
But the Grinch called me up yesterday. Actually, the day before yesterday, and said, I want to give the money away before Christmas. It's a burden.
Right.
So the Grinch is ready to unload the money. Find the Grinch. You'll win $2,000. Wouldn't it be cool to have $2,000 for Christmas?
It's better than a stab in the eye at the sharp stick.
No doubt. No doubt. It's 40 degrees, and we've been talking about Christmas gifts and what to give for Christmas. If you're looking for a cool gift, there's a book out. It's called Splendid Isolation. It's about the Jekyll Island Millionaires Club. It's a historical novel by Pamela Bauer Mueller. And I just want to read this, what an award-winning journalist and marketer and editor said. She writes, Pamela Bauer Mueller has really outdone herself this time, memorably linking a sleepy Georgia island to the birth of modern American industry and finance, a colorful crowd of legendary business titans, and the remarkable people who serve them spring to glorious life as Pam shares with us the America that once was and the handful of men who shaped it for the ages. Bravo. How about that? Pam, welcome.
Thank you, Joe Willie.
This is, you brought us the book here. Thank you. And you've written your books. I always learn something from your books. I was reading when I read Neptune's Honor, which was about the guy
Neptune Small,
who Neptune Park is actually named after.
Okay.
I learned then, I really honestly didn't know that people ate shrimp back in the Civil War and before the Civil War. The slaves actually started doing that.
Yeah.
And oysters and all that stuff. I thought that was a more modern thing, but I always learned something. What was the, you just decided one day you were on Jekyll and said, I want to find out more. And you wrote a book. How did this happen, Pam?
We moved to Jekyll Island 2.5 years ago from St. Simon's. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I got over there, it was about time to think about my next book. So I started going to the archives and reading up on these people. And I decided I didn't really want to write it from the millionaire's point of view because having never been a millionaire, I couldn't think like a millionaire, but I could think like the employees. So I selected four of the employees and I tell this story, this 54-year time span through the voices of these four employees.
Tell us about the four employees, the characters. Tell us a little bit about
those
characters.
The first one is the club superintendent, and he was a very interesting, well-educated man named Ernest Grobe. So he starts the book, and he ends the book.
Okay.
And then after him comes James Clark, the ship captain, who, of course, was there for about 35, 40 years himself.
Now, was he bringing the boat back and forth from Brunswick?
Exactly. He brought the boats from Brunswick. He brought the millionaires in when they had to dock their big yachts. He had to go out and get them and bring them in. And then I took, I wanted a woman in there, so I got the governess for the Macy children, and she was only there 7 weeks, so her part is small, but she did play a very important role as well. And then finally, Charlie Hill, who was the loyal employee to the Maurice family, and he was with them almost 40 years. He is my fourth employee.
How was it living on the island? Was it, even for the worker bees, was it kind of cool to be over on Jekyll Island?
It really was cool. And they would come back to Brunswick, and every once in a while they'd be able to invite their friends over. Mm-hmm. And we didn't know that. I didn't know that before I started researching. So, I mean, the millionaires treated them very, very well. They were employees, and they knew their places, but they did have a good life.
So they could go and enjoy the beach on their, like, I would assume they had some time off at some point.
It wasn't 2 to 5 like, you know, every afternoon was their free time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Kind of like the cruise ship workers nowadays.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right.
Wow, 2 to 5. That was it?
That was it.
And so they had to work the rest of the time. Mm-hmm. And of course, they, you know, went to sleep at some point.
Seven days a week? They had to work 7 days a week?
I believe they did. From the research that I read, they did. Now, remember, this was only during a 3-month time period.
Oh, right.
This wasn't all year long. So.
Okay. So the millionaires were only on Jekyll for 3 months of the year.
The majority of them were. Now, some of them, like my favorite character, Joseph Pulitzer, would come down earlier and stay longer. They were allowed to do this. But most of them had to run their businesses, and so they would take their 3 months off, and that was it.
Now, you chronicle a lot of the historical moments on Jekyll Island.
Yes.
And we were just talking about this in the studio. Tell us about one of them.
Well, there were some murders that happened over there. There was also a terrible accident The Gould's young boy was probably 28 at the time, and he went over to Latham Hammock right across from Jekyll to do some hunting, and unfortunately shot himself when he went to open up one of the traps. His rifle was cocked and shot him in the stomach, and so the man that was with him had to go back and get help, and it was a very tragic time. Mm-hmm. Everyone suffered that was over there, and that family, the Gould family, never returned.
Their house ended up burning down, it was never rebuilt.
It was never rebuilt.
Was it ever investigated by the police at the time to say maybe this was foul play or something?
No, because there were only two people on the island, and they were very good friends, and one was on the other side when it happened.
Okay.
So they just assume that that's what happened.
There weren't gun safety classes back then.
No, there weren't. No, there weren't. But there were a lot of secrets that come out in the book, and there were some joyous occasions and some other. I mean, there was competition, and one of my favorite times is when the business titans came down dressed as hunters and actually wrote the blueprint for the Federal Reserve. And they had to sneak on the island. People couldn't know who was coming on. Wow. They managed to hide for 9 days while they worked on that.
Somebody would have just stopped that senseless stuff right then.
That's right.
The bind we're in. Pamela Bauer-Mueller. The book is called Splendid Isolation. We'll talk more with her in just a little bit. Leroy Flamingo's Funky Forecast on the way as well. Wave 104.1.